We're going to reflect on the Beatitudes. So the first one I want us to look at here for today is in Matthew, the 5th chapter, starting verse 3. It says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Now the word here for blessed, makarios, now the origin can refer to, you know, at the time, mythological gods that were referenced as beings who were blessed because they have everything. Or the origin of the word can reference an island that was found off of Greece. They believed that island to be Cyprus. It was named Makarios because it was a self-sustaining island. The inhabitants of that island had no need to leave the island because everything that they ever wanted or needed was met. Now, maybe we're not sure the exact origin of the word, but what we do know is that the word does mean to be happy or fulfilled. Happiness that is found in fulfillment. Now the word here for poor, chokos, means to lack in anything. And that lacking, though, specifically means of wealth, knowledge, or virtue. But many times we see that word used in a financial sense. Consider in Luke the 18th chapter, we see where somebody understood their lacking, especially that of knowledge and virtue. In Luke 18, 13, Luke records, "But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but he beat his breast and said, 'God, have mercy on me, a sinner.'" So we see happy and fulfillment is the one that is lacking in all things. Well, why is that? Because theirs, autos again. So again, the reason why is we see Basilia Uranos, the kingdom of heaven, the royal dominion of God, the place of his, that being Christ, kingship. So what is Matthew chapter 5, verse 3? Well, what does that necessarily have to do with our time here at communion? Well, consider this. There's an old Jewish story here that's recorded. It says, "An old rabbi said, 'In the olden days, there were men who saw the face of God.' A young student asked, though, 'Well, why don't they see him anymore?' And the rabbi's reply was, 'Because nowadays, no one stoops so low.'" See, the story here correlates wonderfully with the words that Jesus speaks.
Good morning, church.
Because if men would just realize their spiritual bankruptcy, if men would realize how spiritually worthless they are, if men would realize that their righteousness is as filthy rags, as Isaiah 64:6 says, then men will seek God wholesale and submit face down to God. Man would realize his sin and pursue God in all things, just like we saw in Luke the 18th chapter. In that passage, there's two people, not just the tax collector, but there's a religious leader as well. And the religious leader did not try to find justification before God. In fact, he said, "Thank you, God, for who I am, and I'm not this guy." But see, the thing was, is the tax collector in his prayer, where he asked God to have mercy on him, a sinner, that was the one that found justification. Why? Because he realized his lack of spiritual value in the absence of God in his life. So we're here today at this table to partake of this cup and this bread because we decided to join the ranks of the family of God. But in order for us to decide that, we first had to realize our spiritual worthlessness. Only then in our lack of worth and humility did we decide to submit to his will. We're here at the table to show our continued submission to his will. We come here on the first day of the week to break bread because we continue to submit to God's will. As we have this time of communion, let us reflect on our continued pursuit of submission as we realize the need of spiritual value that we can only find in Christ Jesus. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this day and we thank you for your blessing. That, Lord God, as we come before and partake of the emblems, Lord, in remembrance of your Son, that it's through your Son that we have spiritual value, that we found our happy in fulfillment through Jesus Christ. And we understand, Lord God, that we first were able to come to that knowledge because we realized that without your Son, we're morally bankrupt. So, Father God, we pray, Lord, that we consider that, but realize that through your Son, we are fulfilled and we can find happiness. So let us continue to submit to his will, submit to your will, so that we find righteousness, that we find justification, we find holiness in your sight. And it's through your Son we lift this prayer up to you now. Amen.